Book 5, The Book of Love, Canto 3, Satyavan and Savitri. Each now was a part of the other's unity. The world was but their twin self-finding scene, or their own wedding being vaster frame. On the high glowing cupola of the day, fate tied a knot with morning's halo threads, while by the ministry of an auspice hour, heart-bound before the sun, their marriage fire, the wedding of the eternal Lord and spouse, took place again on earth in human forms, in a new act of the drama of the world. The united two began a greater age. In the silence and murmur of that emerald world and the mutter of the priest wind's sacred verse amid the choral whispering of the leaves, love's twain had joined together and grew one. The natural miracle was wrought once more in the immutable ideal world. One human moment was eternal made. Then down the narrow path where their lives had met, he led and showed to her her future world, love's refuge and corner of happy solitude. At the path's end, through a green cleft in the trees, she saw a clustering line of hermit roofs and looked now first on her heart's future home, the thatch that covered the life of Satyavan. Adorned with creepers and red climbing flowers, it seemed a sylvan beauty in her dreams. Slumbering with brown body and tumbled hair, in her chamber, inviolate of emerald peace, around it stretched the forest's anchorite mood, lost in the depths of its own solitude. Then moved by the deep joy she could not speak, a little depth of it quivering in her words, her happy voice cried out to Satyavan, "My heart will stay here on this forest verge and close to this thatched roof while I am far. Now of more wandering it has no need, but I must haste back to my father's house, which soon will lose one loved accustomed tread, and listen in vain for a once cherished voice. For soon I shall return, nor ever again. Oneness must sever its recovered bliss, or fate sunder our lives while life is ours." Once more she mounted on the carven car, and under the ardor of a fiery noon, less bright than the splendor of her thoughts and dreams, she sped a swift-reined, swift-hearted, but still saw, and still lucidities of sight's inner world, through the cool-scented woods' luxurious gloom, on shadowy paths between great rugged trunks, paced toward a tranquil clearing Satyavan. A nave of trees enshrined the hermit's thatch, the new deep covert of her felicity, preferred to heaven her soul's temple and home. This now remained with her, her heart's constant scene. End of Canto 3, end of Book 5.